Blog Talk Radio.
That is our special guest today, and that is Lavelle. And so, guys, just hang in there because he will be coming in at about a quarter after. So get ready for an amazing conversation with an amazing talent and gift here on Solar Records Radio today on Solar Celebrate, our indie and jazz artists around the world. And I'm just so grateful for you know, the opportunity to talk to these guys, to play their music, to listen to it, and just learn more about, you know, these artists that, you know, we don't hear on traditional radio as much because, you know, that's not what they play as much. So the indie artists have a whole different game that they go by, different rules. And so we want an indie radio station as well. So we work together to be a blessing to each other. So we are so excited, like I said. And we're just going to have a great time today enjoying our indie jazz artists around the world. And it is Hump Day, so, hey, man, oh, man, this is the day that we're going to chill, have a good conversation and good music and hopefully good company and good food. I just finished having an amazing Thai salad. Oh, man, that salad, oh, I can still feel it because I love it hot. I love it spicy. And it was spicy, and I just, woo, man, it's amazing. Now I can't have, because I usually might have, like, maybe a little red wine or Thai tea with it, but because I'm on steroids, I'm on antibiotics because of my thumb, I can't have alcohol. So it's all good, I don't have the Thai tea. I used to make the Thai tea, as a matter of fact. And I forgot how I used to make it. So, but Thai tea is awesome. Man, oh, man. Love, 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 love. I think I'm going to start making it again now that I've talked myself into it. But, guys, kick back, relax, and, you know, let's just hang out today and have a good time and enjoy this amazing music. And I want to give a shout-out to Greg. Thank you, Greg, for the amazing flyer. And thanks for, you know, Greg is the one that hunted this brother down. You got to interview him. And so, you know, we're just really blessed that we were able to get him because he is a busy man and he is all over the place. And so, man, and the people that he performed with, you're going to be in shock. This guy, I mean, he is no joke. He is the real thing, Lavelle, my brother Lavelle. So we can't wait to get him on. And so shortly, so hang in there, chill out, and he should be here. Let me see anything else. I just want to give a shout-out to Dance Radio because they are playing my music over there, my songs from Wardell Potts Jr., and You're the Kind of Girl that I heard them play that today on your station. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate that. Pablo and James over there doing your thing. And Astrid, I heard her voice in the background, you know. So Astrid's working both sides, man. She's a double agent. She's like a double agent. She's working for both stations. And it's so cool. It's so beautiful, that she's doing that. So anyway, all right, guys. So let's keep this. Like I said, this is chill day, hump day. This is the middle week. So we're going to be, you know, just try to just, you know, just be cool in this. Let's be cool in this together because we're about to have a really amazing and a blessed interview from Lavelle. So if you have any questions that you may have for the brother, please feel free to, you know, the second segment is after, you know, we do our own interview, then after that I'll start reading the interviews, the questions from you guys. Just send it to me through Messenger if you have any questions for him, okay? Or you can email me at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, and I'll have I'll be checking on that, all right, at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com. All right, so let's get this music going on Solar Records Radio. Chow, Mr. John Coltrane, and that is Giant Steps. And the craziest part about that is that this brother grew up and lived, I don't know, grew up, but he lived right down the street from my dad's gas station on 33rd and Diamond in Philadelphia, right across the street from Fairmount Park. And, I mean, I was there, and I was a drummer, and I was a jazz drummer, but had no idea that John Coltrane lived right down the street from my dad's gas station. But I was young. I was only in junior high school, so, of course, I didn't know John. He was out there doing his thing already. And, so, but anyway, we love John Coltrane. God bless you. Rest in peace, my brother. And listen, it is time to bring on our special guest. So right now, with no further delay, I want to bring on my brother, LaBelle. LaBelle, are you there?
Hey. Hey, how you doing? I'm here.
Hey, that's my brother. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Glad to be on here.
Oh, man, you sound like Scotty. You sound just like Scotty from The Whisper. That's funny. Oh, man. So we opened up the show with one of your songs, and wow, your music is just awesome, man. And I want you to, you know, just kind of, you know, let people give us an idea of how you discovered your gift, which is your voice, and your ability to, I guess, you're a writer as well. And so can you just tell us how you grew up and how all this came to be for you? How did you become the brother that you are?
Well, most definitely, I would say from church. Started off playing drums. I was a drummer. And on my mom's side, everyone sings. On my dad's side, everyone sings. So just music has been in my family, you know, on both sides. So, but I didn't know the voice was there because I played drums all the way up till 17 or 18. And I was singing with my cousins, and they needed a extra singer at the time. And they was like, can you play and sing and hold a note at the same time? I'm like, I don't know, but I'll try. And my natural was kind of high for them. And this song, they kind of drug it out long just to see if I can, you know, stand and last. And it was comfortable for me. So my other cousin, man, you sing, you know, you need to be singing. You have a great voice, man, and, you know, and it started from there.
Wow. So, and so, so were you playing drums and singing?
Yes, I was able to do that.
Okay. All right, so now, so you say you started out in the gospel, right? So when you start out in the gospel, was it, did you have any problems with, you know, transition to R&B? Was there anybody like say, no, what are you doing? You're a Christian. You can't do that. Did you have any problems with anyone?
Yeah, I caught a lot of that, but my music is very respectable. And, you know, my music, the kids, the whole family can listen to. And I always tell them, I say, you know, what is God? God is love, you know. And I speak about love and respect and, you know, getting back to treating each other like, you know, humans and stuff like that. So I call a lot of it, but at the same time, you know, I stuck with what I felt in my heart.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's awesome. So, you know, like me, for me, growing up in Philadelphia, when I wanted to go away from playing jazz to playing R&B, my real close childhood friend gave me a very difficult time about that. And I did exactly like I said, I have to follow my heart. And my heart says, I need to do this. I need to try this. And, you know, and our friendship has never been the same since. and that was back in 79. And that's so it's hard when you know sometimes you got to follow your heart no matter what, right? You just, you know, and you hope that people come along. So did you become how did you start getting involved professionally?
Professionally, just performing everywhere here in my hometown. It's Kansas City.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, and we have a few musical people that came from here: Janelle Monae, Tech N9ne, Norman Brown, Ida Macbeth, and there's a few others. Just performing, and I never did look at it as a financial thing. You know, I was doing it because I loved doing it, and grooming and learning myself, and didn't know there were promoters that were here that was watching me. And I had a promoter that watched me for 2 years, and he came up to me one time and he said, "Man, I got a real big concert and I've been watching you for 2 years, and I want to give you your shot of opening up this concert." And he said, "We didn't sold like 8,000 tickets. You know, you think you can handle it?" I was like, "You know, sure." You know, and he gave me a shot. And I actually did so well that, you know, he continued to use me on different shows. And, you know, by then, everybody, I was like a household name. And the radio station got wind. They got wind of who I was, and they started calling me for shows that the radio stations was doing. And, you know, I was doing it and doing it and doing it, and before you know it, nationally, artists. Because actually that first show, it was with Charlie Wilson and the Barcades.
Oh, nice.
I was doing sound check, and Charlie Wilson's wife heard me, and she went and got him. And, you know, I didn't know who they was at the time. I knew who Charlie was, but I didn't know his wife.
Right.
And she seen me do sound check, and from there we just kept a strong relationship. So it was just performing and doing all I can around in my hometown.
Okay. And how old were you at that time?
At that time, I was probably around 20, 24, 25.
Okay. Did you get your gift from, your vocal gift from your mom or your dad or somebody in your family?
Well, like I said, on my mom's side, everyone sings. On my dad's side, everyone sings. So I'm not sure if it came from mom or dad, but I know they both sing.
Okay. Okay. So what happened to drums? Because you started singing. Did you, like, did the drums get, like, kicked to the side, kicked to the curb?
Unfortunately, yeah, but I still play just to keep myself up. But, yeah, I kind of just fell back on drums, and things have been going so well, and it took off for me for singing and music, so that's what I stuck with.
Okay. So who was it that you kind of looked up to in terms of music? Like, was there, like, an artist out there that you could say, when I heard him or her or whatever it was, like, I knew what I had to strive for, what I had to do? Was there anybody?
Oh yeah. People like Gerald LaVert, Sam Cooke, Charlie Wilson, believe it or not, a guy by the name of Charlie Pride. The OJs, the Frankie Beverly and Mazes, those guys, the James Brown, the Marvin Gayes, Smokey Robinson, those guys really had a big influence on me.
Right. So as you're now you're out there and you're doing this thing and you're performing with a lot of these artists, which is absolutely amazing, the people that you're performing with all the time. I want to know, do you have a preference in terms of new school versus old school? I don't know if that's a good question. But
it's definitely a good question. I would say for me, I love to sing and perform, but there's a level of performing with the old school guys that I love, because that's where you really learn to cherish and respect the craft of performing.
Okay.
And that's not taken from the new school, but I'm a young old soul, so I like to learn. Not saying that I can't learn from the new school, but it's something about the old school, you know, for me.
That's it right there. It's just something about it that you can't deny it, right? It's just something,
right?
And you know, the new school, I'm proud, especially some of the artists are out there really doing some great stuff. But that old school, it is something that's magnetic, and I always thought maybe because I'm old school, that's why I feel this way. But even my son, who's, you know, only 24, says to me that, "Dad, you just don't understand." I'm like, "What do you mean I don't understand?" Because I got back in the car, and he was listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I looked at him. I was like, "Dude, you look like Earth, Wind, and Fire?" And he told me, "I just don't understand. His stuff is so good." And it's
wow.
So funny that he told me that. Yeah, you know, but you see, sometimes people can't explain. It's just something about it, like you said. It's just something about it that's so special and stuff. And so I want you to, like, how do you tell people, can you describe to us, like, what kind of artist you are and what it is that you are about and why we want to come and hang out with you? I already know why I want to. I heard your music. But I want you to just kind of, like, give people an idea of who you are and, you know, like, you know, what you're about as an artist.
Artist, most foremost for me, is I'm God-fearing. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I take it very serious. So for me, coming to see me perform, you're going to laugh. You're going to feel my energy. You're going to get my soul. You're going to get everything I have to on the table. You're going to get just a great masterpiece of work that you can respect and say, you know, this is what I'm talking about right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I played when I opened up the show, I think, Go to Bed?
Yes.
Tell us about that song, because, man, you are a singing boy, a singing man. I love your tone on this.
Thank you. You know what, Go to Bed, Matt, is one of those songs where, you know, like I said, I'm a young old soul, so we don't have relationships like grandma, grandpa had, you know, going through the trials and learning how to stick with each other. And Go to Bed Mad is a song about not going to bed mad at each other, getting it right, you know, learning how to talk to each other. And at the end of the day, getting back to respecting each other and just loving each other. You know, life is too short, and we don't know when we close our eyes, and we don't know if they're going to open up again. So just try to keep it best as you can. You know, try to get it right. You know, if you wrong anyone, and I mean, go to bed mad as you can take it in so many different contents. You can take it for your relationship. You can take it for if you wrong someone, you know, just get it right before you close your eyes.
Wow. That's beautiful, man. That's just get it right. And, you know, and I hope that, you know, people take that seriously, take that for real, because that's real talk right there. And it's so important, you know. I mean, that's a ministry in itself, just saying we, you know, you going to bed mad is not going to do anything for us. That's fixed it.
Right.
So I can love you and when we're going, because you never know if you're going to wake up again. You never know if your mate's going to wake up again. And I've seen and heard so many people go, if only I would have said something before. I didn't know that was going to be the last time I seen that person, you know. And it's
right.
So that's a great message. Love it. I love it. I want to read a question to you from overseas. It says, is the moderate music industry better or worse because of the internet?
I mean, I would probably say it just depends on how you look at it. You know, the internet has helped a lot of artists that are new, you know. So I think it's how you would take it, you know, and what are you putting into it. Because it could be a catch-22.
Uh-huh. All right. There you go. It is. You know, there's some things about the internet that's absolutely amazing for us, and especially indie artists and jazz artists. It's like it gives you the opportunity to get your stuff out there where, you know, other, you know, traditional radio may not play it as much, but you got a lot of indie stations that will play it. And also, you know, you got these other, you know, downloading companies that help a lot of artists. Some don't do as well. I have a lot of old school artists, friends that write stuff and they put it out there, but they don't know the game and they don't know how to promote themselves out there. So they have a little difficult time. But there's some guys out there, there's young guys that grew up with this internet stuff, and they know how to work it, and they work it really good, you know.
Right,
so
right.
It's just a matter of understanding how to work it in the game and figure it out, right?
Most definitely.
Okay. All right, cool. And so I have another question for you. It says, when writing songs about life, is it better to write in the heat of the moment or wait until you have calmed down?
I would say wait. I mean, there's, once again, that's one of those moments where it just depends on your feelings and your thoughts at that time.
Right.
Because
I have
written songs in the heat of the moment. And, you know, I have written songs where I've had time to think about it and calm down. You know, it opened up my horizon to come with more when I've had time to, you know, calm down and thought about it.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I've written many songs based off of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something that affects me with my mate, I usually, you know, will write a love song, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and it could be, you know, I'm sorry, or why don't you understand me, or how can we get this degree, you know, when I'm supposed to be this. It's all, you know, so life, almost every single thing that happens in our lives for creative people, we are absorbers. And we absorb everything. Even if we're looking at the trees and the sky as we're going down, just those elements that kick in for creative people. And you can almost use anything to springboard a song. but definitely emotions is at the top of the list, right? He's like, whoa. And so do you use it as an escape?
Sometimes I do, you know, because I can be in emotion. I can be there, man, and once I get to going, you know, before I know it, it's a whole nother feeling, you know. So I do use it for an escape sometimes.
Right. And also, think about it, and tell me if it works for you like this. It's almost a reverse psychology. It's like, okay, I might be angry, but once I start writing this song, it really soothes me and takes me into another place. And all of a sudden, I feel different than I felt. And the anger or the frustration or whatever it is that caused me to go there is different. It's not the same now because I've released it into the song. And so now I'm in a whole nother place. And so if that person comes near me, I can, you know, now my response would be different than it was probably before. So the music is really a blessing to us, you know, songwriters, because it gives us a place to go with that energy. And not sometimes, you know, just putting it in people's faces, they're not ready for it. And maybe we might not say it the way that we really mean to say it. You know how sometimes people say something, nah, that didn't come out right. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. But, but anyway, man. I really didn't mean it that way. But you know what, man? I really love your spirit and your vocal ability and all that kind of stuff. But how, I just don't understand. I see you with all of these amazing artists. How is that happening? What is God doing with you? I mean, you're performing with so many different people all the time. And I'm looking at, like, Frankie Beverly Mays and, you know, you got Anthony Hamilton. And I see all kind of people that you're out there with. And I'm going, what is this guy doing? How do you get the whispers you got coming up this weekend, you told me? Who else is on that show with you guys?
This weekend, it's The Whispers, Johnny Gill, Frankie Beverly and Maze, The Commodores, and who else is on that show? And myself.
Yeah, don't forget about me, LaVell. You know, and so LaVell, I just got to say that, you know, you're like the quiet storm, you know, and it's like, yeah, and it's kind of cool to be the underdog sometimes, right? It's like, yeah, nobody expects it. Then I come out, it's all on. Everybody's so excited. And so I just want to say that I am really blessed because of you. I love what you do. I love your voice. I love your demeanor, the way you carry yourself. And that's just all respect, man. I really do appreciate you. I'm going to put your bio up here. I know you got plenty of interviews to do, but what I want to do, because I know today you're busy doing your interviews, because you work on the weekends, obviously. So, but what I want to do is before you go, I want to play another one of your songs, and I think the one that you're telling me to play is it. Which one was it? The Fall in Love? Is that the one that you or is it Take It Back? Which one? No, it's not it. Fall in Love or Why? One of those is the newer release. Which do you remember?
Yeah, well, Why was the single before Fell in Love. And so the new single is Fell in Love, LaVell featuring Anthony Hamilton.
Okay. All right, cool. So you want to tell us a little bit about that? Before I play it, can you just share a little bit?
Yeah.
How did you get Anthony Hampton to work with you on your project, first of all?
A lot of prayer. But honestly, man,
okay.
I've worked with Anthony and did a few shows with Anthony, and that's a great guy, man. Anthony Hamilton is a great brother. Very humble. Very
awesome.
He's just a down to earth, great guy, and we approached him about the song, and we sent it to him. He heard it, and he said yes. He said, I'll do the song. You know, and he was like, we living in a time where we have to help each other, and we have to get back to falling in love with the significant other, you know, getting back to loving each other, getting back to just being that man, that woman. And so that's how that came about, and the rest was history.
All right. So, and the name of the song is Fall in Love, right? Fall in Love, right? That's what I'm playing now.
Fell in Love.
Fell in Love. All right. So we're going to take a listen to that, and we'll be right back with Avelle. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you. And so let's just take a listen.
Forget the day, love. I kept rehearsing all the words I would say, love. The women was almost as pretty as you, love. I was nervous, but still I had to get it out. Hey girl, here goes. Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel. Gonna be invincible. To my surprise, she said that's how I feel. And then that's when the earth stood still.
When we fell in love,
that's when my life found purpose.
When we fell in love,
I knew that I was done with searching.
When we fell
yeah.
in love.
Can't believe I found love that's oh so real.
Love.
I saw an angel the other day resemble you.
Love.
I was sure that love had come around.
Hey girl, here goes.
Gotta let you know that it's amazing how you make me feel. Ooh,
I never
let you go.
We gon' be as big.
Let's get up on the dance floor and do our thing. Man, you are one singing, brother. Yeah, and I can understand, because you make me think about the Gap Band with that voice sometimes. Some of those certain notes you hit, I go, whoa.
I learned a lot from with Charlie.
Uncle Charlie.
2019, I was out with him. I was background vocal and came out and did some lead singing with him. So he took me up under his. So yeah, if you go on YouTube, look up Charlie Wilson 2019, you will see me out there with him. I got on the pink and black.
Okay. That's cool, man. You are just, you know, just building your legacy, and I'm just so proud of you, man. This is awesome. So let me ask you another couple of questions real quick. We have some, you know, like I said, people want to, they're really interested in you, and I'm so excited. So let's see here. Can you talk a little bit about collaborations? I think I jumped you. Yeah, it's okay. You have done a few collaborations. What makes a good collaboration?
I think what makes a good collaboration is working with someone that sees your best interest and someone that the chemistry is there. You know, so many times we force music when you're financially stable, you know, you can pretty much get who you want, and it's just a collaboration. But when it's somebody that feels and can sing off or go off emotions, I think just being true to who you are and who you connected with, I think that's what makes a good collaboration.
Okay. That's awesome. Great answer. I agree, and I agree 100% with that. Can you talk about the collaboration with Chubb Rock All Night?
Chubb Rock was one of those situations where, to me, the old school rappers don't get the credit that a lot of the new school rappers get. But, you know, I wanted to go back and be authentic and get one of those old school rappers on a song with me. And Chubb Rock was excited to do it. And, you know, he said it was an honor for me to even think, you know, of him doing that. So once again, one of those guys that I grew up, you know, listening to. So I just wanted to go back and do something with somebody that I enjoyed their music before we could even collab with each other.
Okay. Cool. Let me see here. I got one more question for you, I think, and then that's it. Okay, no, that's not a question. It's a statement. It says the track is sick. Fell in love.
Thank you so much.
Love your music.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying wanted to tell them thank you so much.
Oh, okay. Yes. And so I want to ask you, how do people like support you? If they want to support your career, how do they get your records and stuff and follow you just to know what you're up to?
Very simple. Everything is Lavelle B K C. That's L E V E L L E. The letter B as in boy, K C. You know, you can go follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. The songs are on every platform. Apple Music, Spotify. It's everywhere. You know, so that's how you can stay in touch with me and follow me, and, you know, we become friends, and I do reply back to all my messages and friends, you know, because I think that's very important to connect with people that are taking out time to just stop by and send your page some love. So I do that.
Yeah, you know, you're so cool, calm, and collected, man. I mean, I haven't interviewed someone with just so, you're just so chilled. so good, man. I think that you are a blessing to the industry, and because I love people that are not, you know, so into themselves as much as they appreciate the opportunity that has been given to them by, you know, our Heavenly Father. I mean, you have a wonderful gift, and you have a beautiful spirit, and that's going to take you a long ways. And I think that's why so many of these brothers, you know, old school artists, just pulling you in. Everybody wants to adopt you. he's a me, you know, like Uncle Charlie, and now you got the Whispers. So how, have you and LaBelle from the Whispers talk about y'all names?
We did. I'll never forget it. We were in New York together, and that show was me, Eric Benet, the Whispers, and Frankie Beverly and Mays. And they said, LaBelle. And the guy in the Whispers. So when I came off stage, he said, man, my name's LaBelle. So, you know, we kind of went back and forth. And he was like, man, how would that? That would be cool, LaBelle and LaBelle with the twins, you know. So we became friends from that point.
Oh, that's cool. Pull LaBelle out on the stage and say, come out here, LaBelle. Now you got both LaBelles out here. Y'all can double team the audience.
Yeah,
that would be great. But man, oh man, I like it. When you see those guys, please, you know, send love from me to them and just tell them I say hello and I love them. And I love their drummer. Their drummer is amazing.
I
miss those guys, and haven't seen him in a while, but I did just interview them about a few months back, and I had a really nice interview with them. It was at the end of when we thought the end of the pandemic was happening. and then we started all over again. So just give them my love, man. And so as we're going out, I want to play another one of your songs called Why. You want to share a little bit about Why?
Why is one of those songs where it just speaks about ladies knowing they work, because ladies are, believe it or not, they're so powerful, and they can help control what they go through and what they refuse to go through, but that still comes back to knowing your worth. And it's basically saying, why? Why are you dealing with happiness? Why are you dealing with cheating and lying and hurting and crying when, you know, life is so much better out there? So, I hope people see that my music is authentic, and it's something that somebody has went through, you know. So I like to be real with music. So Why is a song that it's just basically saying, you know, if it's not right, get it right and know your worth.
Right. Yes. Amen to that. And you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll say stuff like, I wish I had a better job, or I wish I had a job, or I wish I had a better band, or I wish I had a man or a woman, you know, whatever it is, right? But they don't ever go and do it. So, you know, if you really want it, then go do it. Go get it.
Yeah. Why,
you know, if you want it, yeah, go get it better. Yeah. If you don't have to just sit there. You don't have to wish it. Make it happen. And you got to walk the walk as well as talk the talk, you know. And some people it's a little difficult for. But, you know, great songs like you do will really help people, catch them off guard and help them to go, oh, he's right. What the heck is wrong with me? Why not? Why? What am I doing? So thank you for that. And in close, closing, I would like for you, I mean, if there's anything that you would like to share, and I see I have another question coming, but before that, is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners? And sorry for keeping you so long, but thank you for hanging out with us.
Hey, I thank you guys for having me. And if you want to ask that question, we can. I'll be glad to answer.
Okay. Let me see. Who in respect? I can't understand what that is. Something about on his song "Incredible Woman." I think it might be who inspired you on the song "Incredible Woman."
"Incredible Woman" was inspired by a young lady that was going through a lot of peer pressure with life. And she had kids, and the father of the kids left her, and she tried to take her life, and I jumped in a to save her, and I got to know her story, why, you know, it had got so bad where she wanted to take her life, and it was one of those things to where right then and there, I knew that there was a gift, and I wanted to be a voice to touch someone that's going through depression or, you know. So "Incredible Woman" came from a lady that actually was going through a lot, but, you know, I was trying to help turn it around and let her know that she was an incredible.
Okay. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for your heart. And thank you for that much to write a song. And not just that, but you go out there and do it. And man, thank you for that. I appreciate your ministry. It's a beautiful thing, my brother. God bless you. And thank you, sir, for coming here on Soul Light Records Radio and being a blessing to us and to the listeners around the world. We all appreciate you. And we've been looking forward to this day for a couple of weeks, and so we're happy that you're here today, and can't wait to follow you and just see where God takes you and what else is in store for you. We're going to watch your journey, and over here on Soul Light Records Radio, we're going to keep your legacy alive. So you continue to do what you do, and, man, you're doing some beautiful things, and just proud of you, man, very proud of you. Keep up the great work. And in closing, I would like to see this. If there's anything you want to say in closing, you got it.
Yes, I would definitely like to say thank you for this opportunity and thank everyone that's listening. And I would just like to encourage everyone that's out there to go after your dreams, you know, and don't take life for granted, and love on someone. You know, I believe that we could turn the world around just by showing up love to each other. You know, so just seize the moment, go after your dreams, and be kind to someone else.
Amen. I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to invite you on my praise show. Thank you.
Hey,
I appreciate you. And you have a blessed one, Lavelle. And like I said, you know, enjoy your weekend with a wonderful time and wonderful show. Safe travels. Travels, and God bless you, and we'll be following you with your career.
All right. All right. Thank you much. All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you, too. This is Why by Lavelle.
Then you take him back again. You must like pain.
Why?
your predicament. Ask myself why. Why? IJS, you so bad. Shouldn't have to go through this. I guess I wouldn't feel this way if you and me never ever kissed. No. I know we said we would never bring that up. That was a mistake. Ooh, we're attracted to each other, but you.
Johnson. Y'all remember Howard Johnson? So far, so far. Yeah. I didn't know I could sing. I got it. I still got it. Still got it. I never had it. But anyway, how a song off of his new album, check it out on Soul Love Records Radio. This song was written by him and produced by him and Leon Silvers. Written by Leon Silvers as well. Check it out.
Hello? You caught me off guard, but you know what? I'm taking a chance on love. Scary to me, there's no guarantee that this is meant to be. Destiny, only time will tell. It feels like a dream and not reality. Love was not for me, but you got to me. I can't believe I fell. I need you to know how deep I'm in it. Your smile is the this is, I'm good. I'm taking a chance on love. I said I'm taking a chance. I'm taking a chance on love. I said I'm taking a chance. Wherever I'm at, baby, you were there. In the falling leaves, the ocean breeze, and the summer air. I'm giving it up, tell it like it is. You're getting through to me. What you do to me, you're all I ever see. I can't forget you for a minute. Each tick of the clock so. Whatever this is, I'm good. I'm taking a chance on love. I know I'm taking this chance. I'm taking a chance on love with you. But you, me alone, couldn't find my way. But the future holds new promise for me.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I know she'll still be mine for as long as the music plays.
Oh, romance ain't always sugar and spice. But there's 3 minutes of paradise in this love song from my baby. Singing out my heart and soul. It's the love song from my baby. Take over the old town road. It's the love song from my baby. That reminds me, tell her that I'll never let her go now. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, baby, can you feel it? Yeah.
Love song from my baby.
It's the love song from my baby. Don't you understand? I'll never let her go. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That reminds me, tell her that I'll never let her go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Great. Yes. Beautiful voice. Grady Harrell there. Love song for my baby. Hey, man. And, you know, when you can write a song for your baby, it's a beautiful thing. And if you can't write a song, maybe you can write a poem. If you can't write a poem, maybe you can just write a letter. See, those are just, it's just a little doing that makes the person feel so appreciated, right? Just the little things, see, you know, so just maybe write a little letter if you can't write a song, if you can't write a poem. See, little note, you know, I had a friend that would leave stickies on the wall. Just little sticky postings, there's a little yellow sticky there, write something on it, and stick it in the bathroom, and write something on it, stick it in the kitchen. And so when they may see that, it's like, wow, this person is thinking about me so much, and you feel wanted and loved. And that's amazing. That's an amazing feeling, that the one that you love loves you so much too. Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. I played Herb Alpert before that, and that song was called Rise. And, you know, Herb Alpert and I go back a long ways together. When I signed up to A&M Records, and I signed up to his publishing company as a songwriter, and I stayed there for 5 years as a writer and worked along Lance Freed, who was the president, and Brenda Andrews, who was the vice president. And I had a very nice time there, learned a lot, met a lot of incredible musicians, people that were well established. We were on the lot of A&M Records, and so there's a lot of people. It was just a lot of stars. Janet Jackson was there a lot, you know. Atlantic Star was there a lot. Jody Wiley, people came there to do videos. Jody Watley came in to do her videos. There was just a lot of people just coming through, just as songwriters and amazing. Jeffrey Osborne was always there. He was a writer there as well. And then Herb Alpert invited us over to his house with writers. Over to his house, and Larry Graham was one, and Larry Graham was there, and he and I had shared a table together, and so I have a lot of history with her, and her has a lot of history here, but for me to have any history with him is a blessing, and I appreciate, you know, working for him for 5 years as a songwriter, and I appreciate the opportunity that he gave me. The name of his publishing company is called Almo Music. And so Almo Music was the company that I was signed to. And it was fun. And we had a great time. And Irving Music also. Now, A&M stands for Albert and Moss. and Sarah Moss is his partner. And they started in and worked this out in a garage. And it just obviously exploded. And now I believe they're owned by MCA. Something like that. So, but anyway, I just want to thank you guys again for tuning in. I'd like to thank LaVell and our amazing guests for calling in and hanging out with us. And eventually I'm going to have to start doing some video interviews. So I'm getting set up for that. And that's going to be very interesting because I don't comb my hair enough. But I have to comb my hair down and I have to start singing. I'm just playing, just playing. But anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. and this is Indie Jazz Day. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got about another 35 minutes left in the show. And, you know, our indie artist, this is the indie artist that I'm going to play next that you know who he is. He was the lead singer of a very famous group. And this is one of the songs they did, but he recorded it. And so check it out here on Solar Records Radio. As I play it's up to C.D. Cameron. You know who D.C. Cameron is from?
give you all my loving. You say I wear you out when I give you none at all. You say you can't do without. I ain't the gal for you. No, 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 you need a different kind. Go get you a fortune telling woman who knows how to read your mind. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my girl, Red Ridge, right there. Oh, man, the blues. You know, I really enjoyed playing the blues, playing drums on some blues songs. And I remember Teddy Lee Hooker, was a guitar player, the leader of the band. And he was a friend of mine, an amazing guitarist. And he asked me if I would play, you know, come and play some blues with him. And I was like, I never played the blues. And so he says, isn't that what I was just, you know, you just ride the wave. You just ride the wave. And I go, ride the wave. Okay. First I had to learn pocket, pocket, pitch, pocket, and attitude from Leon. And now I got to ride the wave. I go, okay. All right. I said, I'll come. Why not? I like a challenge. I like a good challenge. So I did go and had such a wonderful time playing the blues and just being blessed, man, by, you know, all these talented musicians on the stage with us. It was just great. It was great fun. And Teddy's mom was out there. She was like 90 years old, and she was just having a great time. And we were just loving on each other. It was just a wonderful atmosphere. And so I'm just so grateful that Teddy asked me to do that with him. And I did do that with him for a while, just hanging out and doing what we did. And it was fun. So let me see. What turns you on that you guys enjoy that? And you know, we had a really amazing time with some people that we get to interview sometime, and they just blow us away. And I just have to say that I'm grateful for all of the wonderful artists that have come on and blessed us and been a part of Solar Records Radio on our shows and stuff. And we are just lucky. We've been really lucky and real fortunate to have people like them to come on, and people like Greg and Astrid to just help out and just love on us and just, you know, helps to keep the show going and just have a good time together. So I just want to come on here. All the artists just come on and blessed us. We had such fun with some of these artists. And some artists are like one-word answers. So how long have you been doing music? 2 years. Okay. And you're like, wait, okay, can you tell me a little more? You know, but I just said that one-word answers. It's like, come on. And then you have those others that will just tell you everything about everything. And it's like, it's just like, wow, you just ask one question and they go and go and go. And it's just a beautiful thing, you know, just to be a part of it and, you know, learn about the different personalities, the different characters that come on, and different talents, different gifts, and different opportunities for all of us to experience what these guys are doing and what they're going through, and some great music. So once again, I just want to say thank you to all you guys. You guys are awesome. Let me see. Something is on my mind I wanted to share. Okay, well, now that I can't think about what I wanted to share, I want to tell you this. Tomorrow is Throwback Thursday. Woo! Guess what? We're going to post some pictures. Yeah, we got to show it. We got to do it. We got to do it. So I can't wait. Can't wait. You guys have some great pictures, and I enjoy watching you guys when you're younger. I didn't get the opportunity to know you when you're younger, but, you know, it's nice to see those pictures, and we all have a great laugh from it. And I'm going to post a picture of me when I was younger. Oh, boy. And so anyway, what I wanted to say was I wanted to thank Luke Sito, however you want to say it. It is S-E-T-T-O. And what a wonderful young man. Came on a couple of weeks ago and really blessed us in the interview. And he's just awesome. And so we're looking forward to getting Tony. Still trying to get Tony on here. We're trying to organize something to get Tony on, another amazing young artist. So anyway, guys, listen, we got 20 minutes left in the show. I hope you're not as tired as I am. Wow, I've been running around like a chicken with no head, and it's just been crazy. But you know what? We got to do what we got to do, and this music is good for me. So let's go on and let's chill out with Miss Nora Jones.
Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams, quiet walks. watch the world below together. We will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. Happiness I knew became these quiet nights of loving you.
Guys, well, this is it, and I just want to say thank you again for tuning in to Soul Records Radio. Have a blessed rest of your evening, afternoon, with discipline on where you are. And so God bless you, and to all my friends, thanks again, Greg, for all your amazing work today. I appreciate you, my brother, and special thanks to LaVelle for you know, allowing us to be our guest today and sharing such an amazing story, and so humble and just a beautiful brother. Thank you. To the city of Philadelphia, I know that's my home, and there's been so much love, hurricane that just went through there, which is not normal. And so I want to play this song to you because the Schuylkill River I think it maxes out at like about 11 feet, and it went to 22 feet. So that's, 10 to 11 to 12 feet of water was up and above, and it was all over the place, and it destroyed a lot of homes and vehicles, and some people lost their lives. And so, you know, I am so sorry, and God be with you guys. And to CC, you know, I know you're, you know, Greg's not, I mean, your husband's not here with you anymore. And we love you, and we got your back. And her car got messed up too. Beautiful Lexus just destroyed, you know. So, much love to you, sweetheart, and we'll keep you in our prayers. So this song is about East River Drive, where you say you had the West River and the East River and the Schuylkill River runs in between those two drives. And so this song by Stanley Clarke is dedicated to Philadelphia. Good night, you guys. God bless you. We love you. You take care of yourselves. God, please protect my friends and my loved ones and our listeners. Just please be there for them as they may need you, Father. You know what their needs are. And we trust you and we love you. Amen. Guys, take care and be safe. Until next time.
Oh, baby, I don't need to pop for the papa, I